Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Good evening, and thanks for joining me again. Sorry about the delay. Had a minor technical issue that now seems to be all okay. And I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I am an esoteric numerologer. I combine tarot and astrology with the ancient number codes. I interpret numbers 1 through 78 as well as 1 through 9 in the Chaldean system, 1 through 8. And I just look forward to every Wednesday this time to come visit with you, to share with you in a very practical way information that I know that hopefully will help you. And tonight we're going to talk about something that's a little heavy duty, and know that I have prepared a lot of information for you. So indeed, I want you to have pencil and paper ready. I am going to teach you a quick little formula to see about the information that I'm going to chat with you about, because it has to do with one of the four major karma codes. This information, as a major lifetime issue, does not apply to everyone who's listening. As a moving energy in your life, a calendar energy in your life, it does show up. It'll show up as a year's transit, as a monthly transit. Transit means time. When I say the word transit, I want you to think of the word time, calendar time. It's going to come and it's going to go within that time frame. If this karma number shows up in one of the five major core numbers, they're like five stilts that make up an entire lifetime, then that's more involved, more potentially severe, and is connected to karma. So I have a lot of territory to cover this evening with you. And just as a reminder, please go to my website. I have a couple, but the Magical World of Numbers. And consider having a reading with me, a natal reading, which is like a blueprint reading. What's it all about, Alfie, that your soul has created for yourself? It's like a AAA triptych. But also, you could also have a transit reading, a time-oriented reading. What is the remainder of 2014 about, 2015 about? I am at the end of the visit tonight. I do want to check in with you about Facebook and my Facebook sites to give you some information that I personally, from my, you know, these youngsters are so brilliant when it comes to the technical things. And my assistants have given me some very interesting and empowering information about the Facebook sites that applies to you and you and you and everyone who's listening that has a Facebook account going. So we're going to chat about that as I finish out the program. I will, after the break, which will be maybe in 25 minutes, I will take some callers. I do see some wonderful folks on the line, and I'll do some brief mini readings, and then we will move on to relax and take our nap over the night. And some of you might have some significant food for thought. As I sent out to you in my announcement, and you know, on my websites, ElizabethSummers.com, as well as the Magical World of Numbers, I have Elizabeth on the radio up on the toolbar, and you'll be able to see the issues that I have programmed for now, finishing July all the way to August, the end of August. If for some reason you are not able to listen live, not that you're dead, but live to my shows on Wednesday nights, they are all archived. You just click on the link. Blog Talk has it in archive. I have it on archive on my own website. And I also have my own radio channel on YouTube where they are all posted with video also that you can listen to. So I'm trying very much to accommodate you because we all have our schedules. And in a lot of, since this is international, those I receive reading requests to do readings from Switzerland. I just received one from Paris, France. I have clients in Ireland and England and Australia and Canada. And so I'm trying to help everybody plug in at their convenience to my radio shows. Let's touch on, as we begin, because you know I do, in my work, I bring in astrology and tarot and some people say, like, tarot. They're kind of New York. But tarot, we're going to say here. I want to start with some astrology that's going on now, which I'm kind of excited about, quite honestly. Know that we're going to talk about the planet Jupiter. We love Jupiter. Jupiter is the number 3. And we're going to talk a little bit real quick about Mars. So to start off, for the last year, prior to July 16th, Jupiter has been sitting and influencing greatly the sun sign of Cancer. Now, it's your moon sign, your rising sign. You also were greatly influenced by it. But the cool thing is that July 16th, last week, and intensifying now, and it usually takes a couple weeks to or a few months for Jupiter, for any planet's energy to really begin to impact people's lives. Well, Mr. Jupiter, Big Daddy Jupiter, our Daddy Warbucks of the universe, moved into Leo. This is going to influence especially Leos, but it's going to influence all of us in the positive, because every planet, every number has a positive and a negative, if you will. We're going to feel more creative. It's going to help us with our confidence building. It's going to help us generate success in our lives. And in that attitude, more and more the flow of abundance is going to come into our lives. So this is good news, folks. And it's good news especially for these signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, the fire signs. And the air signs, which are Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, those folks particularly are going to experience Big Daddy Warbucks Jupiter's influence in a very positive way. Now, still a negative, and it fits right in with what I'm going to talk about tonight. Some folks have, you know, a little attitude of self-righteousness, a little bit of entitlement, a little bit of superiority, thinking even that their religious ideological beliefs are it and everyone else has to kowtow to them. Case in point, the fanatical Muslims that are over in Iraq, for instance. I don't think so. So therefore, we're going to stay very positive because whatever thought, and thought is energy, very important to understand that, whatever you think, down in the mouth, no whining. We love W-I-N-E, but we don't like W-H-I-N-E, folks, do we? No. Know that what you think about is like blowing up a balloon. Jupiter will blow up that balloon. So no matter what's happening, come back to the knowing that you are where you're supposed to be, that you will have what you're supposed to have when it's time to have it, and allow the universe to work its magic in your life. Now, let's talk about Mars. Mars rules Aries. Mars is the god of war, of planet, of assertiveness, of aggression, of let's action Jackson, get things done, which is very fire sign. It specifically rules Aries. It has been for the last several months, 8 months in fact, sitting in the sign of Libra, and our poor baby Libras just had a whole bunch of relationship problems. I counseled more people that were going through divorces, separations, traumas, agitation in their relationships. And a lot of it had to do with their own personal transits, but also with Mars. Well, Mars now has moved into Scorpio. And when Mars is in Scorpio, things are going to get a tad better. Even Scorpio is a little toughy. Poor Scorpios are really under the gun right now. Saturn's in Scorpio. Now Mars is ruling into Scorpio. But what Mars is going to do for everybody, and especially Scorpios, is to say, would you please get your act together? Get a little strategy going. Feel a little empowered, if you will. Look at the circumstances at hand and get going. Know that in the fall of 2014, I think if you strategize now, everybody, especially Scorpios, the fall, there's other transits going on, other little movements up in the universe that are influencing us energetically. The fall is going to bring you some really good effort to then carry out your strategies, if you will. So that's our little astrology update for the moment. And let's move on to a little bit of tarot, which does indeed fit into what I want to chat with you about tonight. First and foremost, I have been and will also next week give you various aspects of the number 7, the Greta Garbo number. I want to be alone. It's okay. This is a formula. Take out your pencils and papers and count on your fingers and toes. If you don't have a basic calculator, it's okay. No one's watching. No one's going to hit your knuckles in grade school. I want you to write the numeral. What we write on paper is called a numeral. The abstract interpretation of that numeral is called a number. The work that I do as a numerologist can look at the numerals that arrive as a consequence on formulas, and I do everything by hand. Nothing is computerized. Everything is personalized for my clients. I look at the numeral, and because of years of study since, folks, 1988, I know the abstract interpretation of that numeral. That is numerology, the abstract interpretation. Anybody, believe me, anybody can do the formulas. On my website and my store, you have an ebook you can download for beginners to do your own numbers, or a printed booklet I can ship out to you, whatever you want to do your own numbers. It's easy, easy. The skill and the then information comes from understanding what those numerals mean as a consequence of the formula. So what I want you to do now is print the month you were born. If it's August, it's an 8. If it's July, it's a 7. Add it to the numerals of your birthday. Add it to the 4 numerals of the year that you were born. Just add them all across. Whatever number you get there is your life lesson number. Many numerologists consider this the most important because it's your plot line. It is your yellow brick road. It is what your soul's here to improve. And see if you come up with a 7. Hold on to the whatever that is, because we'll be talking about it all throughout, all the weeks, all the years. I'll be talking about all the numbers. So know what your life lesson number is. And this is where people say, oh, I'm a six, I'm a three, I'm a two. Well, no, you're not. And you know that's my one big grumbling. It is not who you are. Who you are comes from your vows. It's your emotional self. This is what you're here to learn to improve upon. So what we're focusing on tonight is the number seven, again, and more specifically the number 16-7. In esoteric numerology, there are four major karma codes. Heavy duty. They're the biggies. And 16-7 is one of them. It is connected to the letter P. And it is what I'm going to be chatting a lot with you tonight. Because it has the potential to play itself out nasty in people's lives. Especially when it shows up as one of the core, five core numbers. Now, there's no way you can derive whether or not it's in one of your core numbers. I cannot teach you that formula over there. It's not that it's complex. It just has a lot of pieces. But I did just tell you how to see if it's your life lesson number. So we're focusing on 7 and 16-7. Every person's first name, well, their birth name represents by code the memories and the tools and the behaviors that a person has had and experienced in previous incarnations, and every soul names itself. It picks its own birth name. It telepathically goes to the person who eventually names it. Soul to soul says, this is the name I want, because when I say that name, those are my tools, those are my triggers, those are my memories, those are my experiences that I'm going to bring into this current lifetime that I am going to operate with. And when I say my name, it's a trigger, it's like a little sparkler, and up it comes from the subconscious and becomes activated in human behaviors. Okay. Everybody's first name is their human being name. Their middle name is their emotional suitcase coming in here. And P, if it appears in the last name, which is inherited from the father's spiritual DNA, maybe not the daddy, but the energetic connected to that surname, that tribal name, if the P is there, it's kind of the best place for it to be. If the letter P is the first letter of your first name, this is called a cornerstone vibration, and it indicates attitude, your attitude towards life in this incarnation. It has a number 7. The letter P has a number 7 connected to it as an attitude number in that particular formula. I do 4 pages of formulas, folks, so I'm kind of just picking a few here for you. It indicates that in this lifetime, then, the attitude that person has, Paula, Phyllis, Penelope, Phoenix, that letter P, attitude, very philosophical, very scientific, very analytical. But at the same token, when it's out of balance, the universe doesn't like things out of balance, and that's what karma is. It's about balance, which we'll chat about in a moment. When that 7 connected to the letter P, and specifically it is a 16-7. I mean, 7 is a 7 is a 7. But there's 7, 16-7, 25-7, 34-7, 52-7, on and on and on and on. That correlate to the ancient tarot that I interpret for my clients. Anyway, on the other side, that person can cop an attitude in this lifetime of aloofness and be very critical and approach things with a mental approach. When they are working at a positive spiritual level, that 7 and that 7 period says that they have gifts and need to use those gifts to approach life in this time around that are psychic gifts, that are intuitive gifts. The 16 is the tower card that says, hello, we're going to light a match under that attitude that you have shoved under the bed in other lifetimes, and we are going to ignite it in this lifetime as an attitude. We are going to awaken you to your intuitive gifts, to your spiritual psychic abilities. A lot of times, the number seven, whether it is a person's personality or their attitude or their life lesson or their soul number that comes from their vows or their ultimate goal number, which is called a maturity number, reality number, ultimate goal number, I call it what you're here to be when you grow big number. A lot of times that person has a lot of relationship situations that forces them to live alone, especially if they're caretakers and they want to take care of everybody. And their whole focus is on everybody, everybody, everybody out there. And the number seven says the higher self wants to be with you more in this lifetime. And so relationships fall apart one way or the other. The person feels they want to be alone. It is very important to live in a quiet environment. This is not a groupie vibration, the number seven. And that letter P, found as the first letter in their name, says in this incarnation they are trying to awaken to the spiritual side of the number seven. Now, if the birthday number, the day they were born, is a 16-7, or even a 7, but more importantly, a 16-7. They're very technical. They're better to work alone. They don't need that noise that's in a corporate office with pounding computers. Little home offices work best for them. But anyone who has a 16-7 birthday number has very strong psychic impulses, really good hunches, coupled with an analytical mind from time to time. And this can really create confusion because that 16 personality, which extends from 30 to 55 years of age as a major influence, gets confused. It doesn't, it big brains things, as I put it. It goes to the analytical mind, but they keep getting these hunches, and they don't know how to follow their hunches first or to trust following their hunches, because sometimes it just doesn't make sense. This is crazy. This doesn't make any analytical sense to me. They can be really perfectionist, pain in the neck, perfectionist, picky, and very introspective. And what gets them in trouble and got them in trouble in past lifetimes is being very self-centered. So being aloof, being hard to understand can also bring down, you know, financially some good success because of their analytical mind. The difficulty is that anyone who has a 16 birthday number really represses, pushes down like a plunger, represses their emotions, and frequently, you know, folks, are like little space cadets. They're kind of on la-la land. It's, you know, out there almost an air sign. It's ruled by Neptune, so they're out in the clouds sometimes on a different wavelength. So the key thing is they need to avoid procrastination. Procrastination is fear. They're afraid to move forward because of their inflated ego. The number seven is about the ego. Now, nothing's wrong with an ego. We all have it. It's part of the human experience. But we also have free will. And that ego got a whole bunch of folks in a bunch of trouble in other lifetimes and created some karma. In Tarot, the number 16-7 is the Tower card. And the Tower card, if you saw the ancient old card, it's like a big tower and lightning bolts are hitting it and people are jumping out of the windows and it's, oh, the Tower card. It is just uproar. The Tower card's really an unsettling card. It's about fire and lightning and rocks falling and, ooh, looks like trouble. Oh, no. And it comes to people who do not welcome change. It represents sudden and dramatic upheavals and even reversals in fortune. It is not a money card. It's a money loss card a lot of times. The cool thing is, if people pay attention to their hunches, they will have a gradual, they'll get an idea that change is coming. They don't necessarily know what it is. Gradual change. And it gives them time to adjust, time to adapt, time to make free will choices. But if they choose not to do that because they're scaredy cats, then the universe steps in and says, look, we tried to warn you, give you a shot, and you didn't listen. So now your free will is taken away, and we're taking it into our hands. So the Tower card, which is the number 16-7, which is one of the heavy-duty karma codes that is particularly connected to finances and relationships, which I'll get to shortly, brings an upheaval. Disrupted plans. Hello, being surprised. Usually there's a crisis in some way. Relationship crisis, financial crisis. The result is the person is humbled. The number 7 lesson to be learned is humility and acceptance. And people who have that as a life lesson, as a thread throughout their whole life, those are the two virtues. Humility is required first, that then will lead to acceptance, to allow the universe to guide you on your divine path and get your ego out of the way. And, you know, some of us have come in, you know, like little battleships with egos. So many people are brought to their knees under this transit, even if it's a calendar transit. If it's a lifetime transit, they're brought to their knees one way or the other. That can have a downturn in fortune. And most importantly, it's a big blow to their egos. So what's the result? The universe likes balance. I'm pointing out all the personality detriments for the number 16-7, the karma code. But what is the outcome? What is the universe? What is the soul trying to guide that person towards to get it more into balance? And it's for them to have a sudden aha moment. It's like a light bulb goes on. They get it. They're opening. They're paying attention. And their soul will come in with a flash of inspiration, sudden realization of truth. They get opportunities to be exposed to what maybe has been hidden from them, they have feelings about, and this is all going to make sense when I get into the karmic aspect of it. They cut through all the illusion, all the la-la land, they see things reality, then they get the answer, and then everything comes as a flash, and off they go in a more balanced life. So let's take a little moment and take a little chat about just what is karma. Karma is not, and folks, please understand, karma is not a punishment. We all have had many previous incarnations. And we all have free will. That's part of being a human, spiritually speaking. And with our free will, we develop a mindset. We develop a system of beliefs. Those beliefs carry out our experiences. We make choices according to our beliefs, according to our thoughts, according to our attitudes, from many incarnations. And this is what I want to impress upon you, because when I find this in a chart, and I'm doing a reading for my clients, and I see this 16-7, and I point out to them some of their behaviors that certainly have come back to haunt them, in their face in this lifetime, I have had more than one person. How could I have done that? How could I have been so bad? How could I have behaved that way? Oh, 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 oh. My attitude is, like Cher, when she was talking to Nicolas Cage in moonshot, moonstruck. I just want to slap them and say, snap out of it. You don't wear your baby shoes anymore. What you did then was then. There is only now. And the mercy of God, the justice of the universe, and your own soul desire to bring those inappropriate choices, number seven, into balance in this lifetime and make different choices. That is karma. There's good karma, too. The number 10 is good karma. We'll talk about that in October. Oh, it's good. And so we're not going to get all strung out about if this shoe is fitting you right now. You don't wear your baby. That was then, 2000 BC, 607 AD. Who knows what, and who cares? We are in the now. You have to understand that the number one way to transcend karmic issues is to understand them. And that's what I'm trying to do for you in my radio shows and in the readings that I do. When I see these karmic issues in your chart, and not everyone has them. Not everyone comes into this lifetime with heavy-duty karma. Doesn't make you more spiffy-doodle than other people. But when I see this, I try to actually help you understand how it was created, where it came from, and in that understanding, the aha moment, oh, I get it. And that's why my husband betrayed me. That's why I found myself alone all the time, even though I wanted relationships. That's why I trusted a business partner, and he ripped me off and took all my money. That's why, yep, because you did it to them first, and maybe more than once. And so that old saying, what goes around comes around, indeed it is karma. But I'll tell you, once you understand it intellectually and you own it. Well, isn't that, and this is when my clients, some of them flip out. How could I? That's their ego continuing to talk. Me, how could I have done that? Well, you did. You did. 400 years ago, you did. You want to feel bad about 400 years, snap out of it. Understanding. And so it is not a punishment. It is about balancing. It's about balancing choices. It's about balancing frequencies. It's about balancing body, mind, emotions, and your spirit. And changing your judgments, your decisions about things. And so the most important thing to understand about the law of karma, it's the mercy of God. This is how I see it. It is clearly, if it is about free will choice, the only way that we can make a new free will choice as humans to have the old choice in our face. It's almost like a there, how do you like it? And from that, you have an understanding, an outside world, a mirror of the inside world. That person that is screwing you over, betraying you, not treating you the way they want, is coming from an arrogant, inflated ego, which is a mirror of an aspect of you that you were in other lifetimes, in your face, that you are to make a new choice about. You still want to be like this, birds of a feather flock together. I don't fly in that flock anymore. And I tell you, what happens a lot in this lifetime as the soul progresses, and this comes in, these issues come in pretty heavy in younger years. Because as you mature and grow older and been there, done that, you'll spot it coming and you'll make a different choice. The recognition time shuts down. But what happens in this lifetime is this 16-7 is connected to relationships, where in previous incarnations, your soul treated people in past lives in unusual ways, illicit ways, strange ways, betrayal ways, doubtful ways. They trusted you. You betrayed. All of it. All of it's about relationships. They leaned on you and you split. You got involved with married men, married women while you were still married. All of this unethical. And so, no. That you are, as you mature and grow older, bringing into your life probably not to the same intensity. Mirrors and aspects of your life, and not every day. The universe usually takes a little six-month break. And it'll bring it back gently just to see if you really got it, and then it'll move on. And so know that, understand it, own it, forgive yourself, thank the other person for bringing it to your attention, make different choices, especially in your relationship, live selflessly instead of selfishly, and that pendulum could go far to the other extreme too. I've had more than one person say, I'm not like that. I did whatever. I'm as loyal as they come. I'm as ethical as they come. To the other extreme. It's about balance. Balance. So do not subordinate your own personal needs. You keep faith in yourself. You express optimism. This is heavy-duty karma for many people. And when I see it, as part of a natal reading, I blow them up with lots of paperwork that explains in great detail, every aspect of it. So if you added your month, day, and year of birth together and got your life lesson number, it indicates that in this lifetime, and not always to the same degree, and mostly when you're younger and then it gets a little bit easier, most of the time, the hard lessons of life are going to have to be learned, including loss of love, letting go of what you'd like to hold on to, gaining success only to go to the depths and to lose it all. And this is going to teach you inner strength, and you will find peace that is only a spiritual life. Remember, it's a light bulb. It's a spiritual awakening that all of this is about. So let's me take a couple deep breaths. You take a couple deep breaths. We'll have an intermission, and I'll come back, and I will take some callers, do some real quick little mini readings, and see where they are. Be back soon. Well, here we are. We're back on the air. And I see I do have some callers on hold, and this is what we're going to do tonight, as I do every night. I'm not sure I'll be able to visit with everybody because I only have 17 more minutes left to visit with you. Oh, I did talk a lot. So when I open up your mic, I need your month and day of birth. I need your first and middle name and how old you are. I will say to you, you're on the air, and you just jump right in there. I'm doing 9-year cycle, where we're going to find out what year issue, what year you're in your current 9-year cycle, what you can expect, and what tarot suit that you are moving through. And the information comes really fast. So here we go. I'm opening up the mics. I'm opening up the mic for area code 703. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good, good. What's your first and middle name, honey?
Okay, my first name, and my birth certificate is Anna Marie.
All right, that's okay for now that we won birth certificate name. And how old are you, Anna Marie?
62.
62, okay. And month and day of birth?
Okay, June 16th, which is why.
June 16th.
Yeah.
So, did you hear the whole show? I hope you took notes all about the number 16. Did you find some accuracy to some of what
I
was saying?
I remember you had said something about the 16/7 potential to play itself out nasty. And I have had various tragic things happen in my life, but I'm understanding them more now.
Good.
Instead of putting blame before. So very, very big change. So I understand what you talk about, the karma, you know. You know, you can put blame, but then afterwards, because I'm writing my life memoirs right now, and life makes much more sense now than it did when you put blame on other people.
That's right. You have to take responsibility for your choices and behavior. It's about choices, and not choices necessarily in this lifetime, but the karma, the 16/7 karma, wraps it around in our face in order to enable us to make different choices. Well, speaking of choices and relationships and partnerships, you are in a year two of now, starting in June, of partnerships. Year two is what I call a turtle year. It's kind of a slow-moving year. But no, you are dealing with karma partners this year. I apologize for the noise. There's construction on my street. The partners are both business and personal partners. So pay attention to your hunches. You may feel very high-strung this year. You may feel as though, are you thinking of changing your home, moving to a new home, doing something around the house and home?
Not really right now. No, I'd like to, but financially not able to at this time.
Well, that's okay, because I do think that as you get more into 2015, you're going to find, and 16 even more so, you'll start focusing on that. In July here, you're in a 9-month of endings, finishing, completions of situations, and starting in August to December, you enter into the suit of cups in tarot cards, which is this combination of numbers in cups is excellent for partnerships, business and or romantic partnerships. So that I would say hold on from July. It's almost over here, but starting in August, you are going to be more emotionally, there will be more positive opportunities in partnerships, business and personal, that's coming to you. But be patient this year. This is a slow-moving year. Once you get into the early part of next year and closer to June, it's going to blossom. It's going to blossom, honey. Keep writing. You'll be better at writing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Justin 50. You're welcome, Anna Marie. Thanks for calling. Okay,
thank you.
We say goodbye to Anna Marie, and we open up the line for area code 609. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 What's your first and middle name?
Jill Ann.
And Jill Ann, gee, I haven't done too many Jills in my lifetime. How old are you, Jill Ann?
53. I'll be 54 this Friday.
Oh, bless your heart. 54. So your birthday is 7 what? July what?
25.
Well, you've got the 7th going again here, don't you? My heavens. I see here that in this lifetime, Jill, there can be the possibility of all the 7 temperaments, folks, 25-7, there's 7, 16-7, 25-7, all of them, the 25-7 is the one that is most prone to partnerships, wanting partnerships, but there's a lot of changes in those partnerships and a lot of karma also. So I would hope that you did not allow yourself to be used or abused in your partnerships and made some different choices here for you, honey. Know that at 54 years of age, there's going to be some completions going on at 54 years of age, and this goes for everybody at 54, completions of business deals, money deals, property deals. It is an energy that has to do with some real practical situations. I think that one of two things is going to be, there can be a young person in their 30s that can be a little aggravating, quite honestly, that you have to kind of set your boundaries and look at your values, because I see for you during your 54th year of age, a significant attitude adjustment about who you are, self-worth, self-esteem. And if you're thinking of selling anything this year, selling a house, selling garage sale, this is a year of sell. So you should have good luck. And this is Jupiter energy coming in here for you. You're in August, you're going to have a bunch of choices to make, and in December there might be something that just needs a lawyer, something, maybe it has to do with this completion of these business deals, nothing scary, but you might need some legal documentation or have you. But also in December, I think everyone's coming to your house for Christmas, I honestly do, so I want you to get ready. Okay? In November, there's an important contact that comes to you. Pay attention. It's going to play an important part in your life. But generally speaking, again, I see for you potentially very positive emotional transits, especially dealing with the first part of next year. Much nicer. Oh. So thanks, Jillian, for calling in. All right, honey.
Oh, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And one more real quick. This will be our final reading for the night. It's area code 303. That's my area code. You're calling in. What is your first and middle name? Hello? You're on the air. Well, we are down to the last 8 minutes of the show, our caller from 303. Let's give it one more shot because that's my area. Hello, 303, you're on the air. Okay. Now, real quick, I wanted to ask you if you would be kind enough. We're going to talk a little Facebook here, folks. Because most of my clients are older clients, whatever that means. Whatever that means. And you know these young pups, they're just such techies. Well, we all seem to be tootling on Facebook here. And I learned a few new aspects of Facebook to share with you, and it applies to you also in your own Facebook sites. Every day, every other day, as much as possible, I try to write something or post something or put in inspirational photos on my Facebook page. I have two, The Magical World of Numbers is one, same as my radio show title, and another one is Summer's Numerology. I do have a personal one, but I want to speak specifically to the magical world of numbers and Summer's Numerology. I'm asking you to please go to that site, and there's a little thumbs up icon that if you click on it, you are liking those sites. The more likes my site, your site, anybody's site, Facebook pays attention. Now, every day, and here is something new I learned. Every day or whenever I write, and I was under the supposition that whatever I write goes out to everybody who has liked me on my Magical World of Numbers site, and they're all getting it. No. Facebook decides who gets my postings. Facebook decides who gets your postings. The more likes a site has, the more open they will be to share my work with all of you. So we want to get on your site, my site, as many likes as possible, because then they will amp up and share it more with other people. Now, here's another new cool thing that I learned that I'm sharing with you. When you hit that little thumbs up and says like, there's a drop down that says get notifications. I want you to click on that too. That says, hopefully, you will start getting all the notifications that I send out. So you want to do the thumbs up, like my site, Magical World of Numbers, even Summer's Numerology. I'd love you very much. I post the same thing on both. So let's just focus on the Magical World of Numbers right now. Get those likes up. You click on the thumb. You like my site, which will improve it with Facebook, so we can share this information with many, many people. Then right under that, as you click on that, there's a drop-down, and the word says Get Notifications. I want you to click on that also. Then also turns out that on the left-hand sidebar, there are a whole bunch of words and categories. And if you click on page feed, that means it'll also start whatever we write, whatever you write. You tell your people this, because I'm a little annoyed. We're all, everybody that I know, you, my listeners, we use this to talk to people. I use it to share information, to uplift people, to help people, to guide people. And I'm a little aggravated that somebody else, because of mathematical algorithms, is deciding who reads my information and who doesn't read my information. So we're just going to just try to beat the system here. You're going to click like. You're going to click get notifications. I want you to share as much as you possibly can. Send it around the world, which is happening here. And click on that left sidebar. I'm pretty sure the words say page feed. We are going to beat this system here. After all, we are Americans. We don't take second to anybody. So here you have the letter P. The letter P is connected to the number 7. Interesting that my callers tonight all had 7s in their birth information. The number 7 is about choice. It's about the desire to be alone many times. There's a difference between alone and lonely. And I tell you, folks, when you become spiritually connected, when you have faith and trust in a higher power that loves you dearly, that is guiding your life, if you let it, and you stop banging your head against a closed door and think that you know what needs to be done and you know best, and you accept through humility, well, okay, I'm doing the best that I can. I've made it this far. Dead yet. Had my ups and downs. But everything that goes up comes down. Every down goes up. In the universe, we have only two choices. Black and white, yes and no, up and down. 16-7 is about choice. It's about free will rectifying, understanding what caused it in the first place, which I tried to share with you, inflated ego, where your ego in other lifetimes, in relationships, personal, financial, legal, screwed people over. They trusted you, and you did not behave in an appropriate way with your free will choice. And that system of issues stuck with you, came in your auric fields, and the universe is all about balance, up and down, back and forth. And it provides you with an opportunity through experience, through emotional evolution, through spiritual evolution, to get it, to absolutely get it, have your aha moments, and trust me, you will not have to be hit by a 2x4 over and over and over. You'll get it, you'll feel it, you'll know it, and nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. Next week, we're going to talk about the spiritual aspect and the intuitive aspect. Please like me on Facebook. Go to my website. Order your readings. I am here for you. Order your readings under numerology readings. And until we visit next week, please know I send you God's white light and his peace and his harmony. And know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers. Thank you.